From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell, getting the hour underway with saxophone great Julian Cannonball Adderley. In the 1970s, Cannon embraced the jazz, funk, and fusion movements. We'll turn to his album Pyramid, released on Fantasy in 1974, with his brother Nat on cornet, Hal Gulper, piano, Walter Booker, bass, Roy McCurdy, drums, Phil Upchurch, guitar, and George Duke, additional keyboards. This is the opening track, Phases. We'll be right back. We began that set of classic 70s jazz funk with Cannonball Adderley on sax, Phases, from his 1974 release, Pyramid. We followed that with a track from Weather Report and their 1977 album, Heavy Weather, out on Columbia. Wayne Shorter on sax, Joe Zawinul keyboards, Jaco Pastorius on bass and steel drums, Alex Acuna drums, and Manolo Badrena additional percussion. From Heavy Weather, we heard Palladium. And lastly, from 1978, Herbie Hancock, not only featured on Fender Rhodes electric piano, but also voice, aided by the vocoder, a device which was all the rage in the late 70s, with Paul Jackson on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, as well as horn and string sections. From the album Sunlight, another Columbia release, we heard I Thought It Was You. Moving now to jazz rock fusion territory, and we'll begin with music from the band Gamelon. Hailing from Buffalo, New York, in the early 90s, they recorded for Amherst Records. We'll turn to their 1991 release, High Contrast, with three guitar players, Bruce Brocato, George Pulio, and Jeffrey Fitzhugh Perry, Also Tom Schumann keyboards, Tom Reinhardt bass, and Ted Reinhardt on drums. From the album High Contrast, this one's called Tecumseh. We began that set with a fusion band from the Buffalo area called Gamelon, Tecumseh from their 1991 release High Contrast. We followed that with a trio from France called Tiemco and a track from their 1990 release Ocean. The band inspired in part by progressive rock and in part by fusion, with Rémi Chauvidan on guitar, Jean-Jacques Toussaint, bass and keyboards, and Eric Delaunay, drums and percussion. We heard Episode. And lastly, from 1988, The Rippingtons, fronted by Russ Freeman on guitar and keyboards. That track also featuring Brandon Fields on sax and Steve Reed on percussion. The title track from The Rippingtons' second album for GRP, Kilimanjaro. We'll begin our final set of the hour with music of guitar great John McLaughlin, and an album from his catalog which, in my view, is oftentimes overlooked. An album which he released as a solo artist 1 year before he would form the Mahavishnu Orchestra. From 1970, the album Devotion, released on the Douglas label, with Billy Rich on bass, Larry Young on organ. Larry and John were working as part of the Tony Williams Lifetime at the time of this release, and Buddy Miles rounding out the quartet on drums. Here is the title cut, Devotion. That's a trio fronted by German keyboardist Wolfgang Dauner, featured on piano, ring modulator, and clavinet, with Eberhard Weber on bass, cello, and guitar, and Fred Braceful, drums and percussion. From 1970, the title track from their album Output, an early release on the ECM label, produced by Manfred Eicher, of course. John McLaughlin on guitar before that, leading his quartet through Devotion, the title cut from that LP as well, also from 1970. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. This has been program number 1907. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.